Good afternoon, all. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We'll just move this mic that one there and move that one there, and then we can all talk.
Yeah, I'll just stand closer.
Beautiful. All right. There we go. We're all here. Chappelle. It's funny, you know, because she's been in the sort of zeitgeist of Australian media for like nearly 15 years now. And I feel like she's just dropped off the radar a little bit, maybe because she's home and everyone's like, oh, well, whatever now. But this is going to bring her back. This is like, oh, my God, Chappelle is back. And the musical is going to like, yeah. What is it about the story about Chappelle Corby that sort of enthused this whole idea of a musical comedy?
I think the spectacle of the media circus that surrounded it and how sensationalized everything was and the family. Like, what a classic group of people that I know doing this show, I've just, like, come to adore and love, even though I only know them through Instagram and the news. And I think they're a family that people can relate to. Like, we all know a Rosalie Rose Corby, or we all know a Mick Jr., you know. I think they're somewhat relatable.
You know all the people. I don't even know all their names.
Well, you will if you come see the show.
I know. Yeah. was this show being sort of in the works for a while? Like, how long has it been sort of thought up?
Yeah, we put a first run of the show together in Bathurst for their Sprung Festival
down there
a year ago. We were just joking around about Rochelle from Seinfeld, the ongoing joke with like Bette Midler and stuff like that. We're just joking about that. And then someone just said Chappelle, and just kind of kicked off from there.
All the best shows, really. Just an inside joke that just doesn't stop.
Exactly.
To what extent do you think like the media's portrayal of Chappelle Corby and her family had on her sort of general perception in society and as a person? Because like, it was pretty much driven by the media, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think it really rubbed off on, you know, who she actually was as a person?
Well, I was an adult when that happened. Mm. I don't know how old you guys were.
We were babies.
You were babies, but I was definitely an adult. In fact, it happened just before I was about to go overseas for the first time by myself to Vietnam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I have to confess, I had a complete freak out about it because I was convinced that I was going to get like a bunch of marijuana smuggled in my bag, and I was fairly scared. Like, I mean, it sounds utterly ridiculous, and now I look back on it and I'm like, what a stupid, naive fool I was. But I think that the media hype around it, I mean, you've got two things going on. I remember the hype around, did she do it, did she not do it? You know, and there were suggestions that because there was such a massive Australian focus on it, that was a lot of it was quite negative towards the Indonesian judicial system, that she got a much, much bigger sentence than she would have had it just been a run-of-the-mill drug smuggling case.
Scapegoat, right?
Yeah, and then the other side of it was, you know, this thing of like, how can they do this to a nice white Australian girl and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff, like somehow being a white Australian girl, like, means that you're completely innocent or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely kind of, like, put a firecracker under the butts of a lot of Australians, myself included, because it was like, oh, this, you know, this isn't just like a fancy holiday destination. This is actually a completely different country that has very different laws.
Very different rules.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely highlighted that, didn't it? It made you appreciate that, yeah, you don't take these risks if you're going into a country, you know, especially when they've got such, well, we've seen obviously with other people who've gone in with drugs. Mm. Now, Kelsey, I want to ask you about portraying Chappelle. Like, it's a character that I think everyone's got a perception of, and everyone, you know, might, yeah, good or bad, likes Chappelle. Like, they know the person, they think they know her anyway. How did you go about sort of portraying her as a person?
Well, with Chappelle, she's mostly known from the interviews that you've seen with her in jail.
Yeah.
And so there was a real sense of I wanted to give her integrity, and I didn't want to make a judgment call of the character or of Chappelle. Especially if she comes to watch it.
Well, I'll get to that. I want to ask that.
But I think it's just keeping her honest to who she is, and if she really, you know, if she really believed that she didn't do it, then I have to as well, and I have to play that
for
what it is, completely 100%.
Well, that's the thing. She's always denied she ever
Absolutely.
Did this. And it's hard because obviously she's been convicted of something in another country. We don't, everyone's got their opinions about
Absolutely.
It, of course.
Yeah,
but in the end of the day, she's done her time. She's now home. She's got another life, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do we even know what she's doing nowadays?
She's an Instagram, and influencer.
She looks having a really nice, chill family time.
It's a time.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she'd struggle to get a job? Like, if she just went down, trying to get a job down at a local something shop or...
I don't know if she necessarily needs to.
Yeah,
would she?
Really?
She might have a little nest egg.
Didn't she write a book or something?
She did. She's written a couple.
Yeah.
Jeez, I haven't even thought of that.
Yeah. They've been busy.
Maybe she'll be upset that you've come up with the idea of a musical before her.
I think it'd be pretty self-serving if you wrote a whole musical about yourself being in jail. I mean, she doesn't strike me as that kind of person, but if she wants to do it, go for it. I'm available.
Has there been any contact at all with Chappelle around
I'll
this?
I sometimes comment on her Instagram, just being like, love you.
Yeah.
And sometimes she'll give a heart emoji back, but like, I haven't been game enough to...
We should invite her. We have to invite her to the show.
Yeah, and then when she sues us... It'll be great publicity for the show.
For her and for us.
Especially if she endorsed it. If she came along and she enjoyed it, and then she was like, I love this, and then she goes and sees the show. I can't see why people wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if as long as it's not painting her in too bad a light.
No, I mean, like...
We don't.
I think
not
it's
at
a
quite
all.
Warm and affectionate
I think
way
so
we
too.
Paint the family.
I think if anybody's coming along expecting to see a show where we eviscerate her and make her look like a fool, then they're going to be very disappointed. I think she comes across... Exactly. Well, I think the best way that you can in a show like this with those question marks over, it's not about her guilt at all.
Yep.
It's about how the family was treated by the media.
And Chappelle,
Chappelle,
how it really affected her. And affected her life, where she is now because of all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fair to say that the media can really influence and change people's lives with the way they hound and they get in their face. Mm. And then not only the how they portray you to the public, who they now have to... have no other option. They've got to accept what the media is feeding them because you don't know them personally.
Well, we were just talking before we went out there, and this is like a rewritten version of the show from the original Bathurst version.
Okay.
And there was a song in the show before where Chappelle was drawing comparisons between herself and Lindy Chamberlain.
And Julia Gillard. And you know how we love to vilify a woman. We love getting on that bandwagon. Yeah. And it's in Chappelle's memoirs, she does write about losing her sanity a little bit, so we wanted to incorporate that. And so she has a mirage of Lindy Chamberlain and Julia Gillard, and they kind of sing this song.
Oh, wow.
It'll be in the next version.
It's not in this version.
It'll be in the broader
version. And come to think of it, when you think of how much hounding and how much attention she had, she is a very strong woman to have gotten through all this, when you think about it, because a lot of people may not have, and she's managed to get through it, and she's obviously still as bright and bubbly and wanting to be out there as anything. So fortunately, the media didn't break her, she is still around. And hopefully she can have a laugh at these sort of things, and she probably would really appreciate some of the angles that you took on
this. Well, there was also that really, the thing that I love most about this story is when she finally did come back to Australia and they were hyped up, she's coming back on this date or whatever, but really she'd already come back to the country 2 weeks before or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. They totally made that up. Oh.
Yeah, and then all the media were chasing these, I sent them on a wild goose chase. You have empty vans.
There's a journalist literally strapped to, a ute. She's strapped in.
We're following Chappelle.
On a highway.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lengths they'll go, hey? Well, we're going to get a live song from you guys. This is really exciting. Yes. Which one are we going to do today?
We're going to give you a bit of a preview of one of the great ballads in the show called "Girl on the Grass."
And what's it about?
So she's been in prison now for around 8-9 years, and she's feeling homesick, and she's missing her family and.
Oh, so this is a bit of a reflective moment for her, sitting in the grass in the jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We kind of had to sort of just change the song a little for radio, just to kind of, because there's bits and pieces that aren't in this, but so it's
So originally the father, Mick Senior, visits and sings.
Yeah, it's a nice song between her and her dad, and that was a big part of her life, losing her father while she was in prison. And I think it's a really nice soft moment in the show.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay.
No freedom, no glory. Locked in this pen.
watching me through all the night, never alone, but so very lonely. I miss my home where I should be. Wish I could see the Queensland. Palm trees, salty sea, the taste of liberty. Beyond the stark concrete, girl on the grass. Greenery, the smell of bush and the beach. The only high I need, girl on the grass. What do I recall? Photos on my cell wall. Last Chrissy, is that all? Is that all? In the wrong place, at the wrong time. Unjust disgrace, a small crime. A small crime.
Salty sea, the taste of liberty, far from the stark concrete, girl on the grass. Greenery, the smell of bush and the beach, the only high I need, girl on the grass.
Salty sea, the taste of liberty, beyond the stark concrete, girl on the grass. Greenery, the smell of bush and the beach, the only high I need, girl on the grass.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, Abby, getting in with the director.
It never stops.
Thank you to Kelsey as Chappelle there, Tim Hansen on the keyboard, and Abby for coming in, director of Chappelle. Chappelle, when can you see it? Well, good thing you asked. It is on next week. Oh, 2 weeks, sorry. 2 weeks from the 31st of July, Wednesday at Factory Theatre. It goes from Wednesday the 31st until Saturday the 3rd of August, and you can jump onto the factorytheatre.com.au and find those tickets. Look, I hope it goes really great for you guys. It sounds like a really great song and really well written and beautiful voice. It's going to be an awesome show to see. I really hope it goes well for you all.
Thank you so much.